Welcome, everyone, to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, also affectionately known as WUF. My name is Salima Mawson. My pronouns are she and her, and it is my joy and privilege this morning to serve as your lay leader, along with Kim Transier, pianist Betsy Weston, and poetry readers Stephen Brooks, Jennifer Frickman, Ellen Barker, and Gary Anderson, and Jim Johnson. This morning, we are inviting you to rest with us on the cusp of the old year of 2019 and the new 2020, as together we weave a tapestry of poetry, music, meditation, and fire, in the spirit of letting go and bringing forth. We want you to know that you are welcome here on this final Sunday of the year, and every and any Sunday, no matter your age, abilities, the color of your skin, no matter whom you love or what your first language may have been, no matter the spiritual beliefs you may have held or flags you have flown. And whether December's holidays have brought you comfort and joy or have been darkened by grief and loss, you are welcome here, always.
New Year poem. This was written by the late May Sarton in 1984. Let us step outside for a moment as the sun breaks through clouds and shines on wet fallen snow. Let us breathe the new air. So much has died that had to die this year. We are dying away from things. It is a necessity. We have to do it, or we shall be buried under the magazines of the too many clothes, the too much food. We have dragged it all around like dung beetles who drag piles of dung behind them on which to feed, in which to lay their eggs. Let us step outside for a moment, among ocean, clouds, a white field, islands floating in the distance. They have always been there, but we have not been there. We are going to drive slowly and see the small poor farms, the lovely shapes of leafless trees, their shadows blue on the snow. We are going to learn the sharp edge of perception after a day's fast. There is nothing to fear about this revolution, though it will change our minds. Aggression, violence, machismo are fading from us like old photographs, faintly ridiculous. Did a man actually step like a goose to instill fear? Does a boy have to kill to become a man? Already there are signs. Young people plant gardens, fathers change their babies' diapers and are learning to cook. Let us step outside for a moment. It is all there, only we have been slow to arrive at a way of seeing it. Unless the gentle inherit the earth, there will be no earth.
On Children by Khalil Gibran. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. for life goes not backwards nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable.
Here are three poems by Mark Nepo. First is titled Inseparable. A small voice swept through the hole in my heart. Right there in the middle of a day filled with the sweetness of things outlasting our mistakes. The voice led me to a thatch of berries I had to eat, though the berries were nested in a ring of thorns. But this was the only food that would heal. And everything I'd been through, every path I'd tried, every love I'd lost, every friendship I'd held onto like a handle in a fire, every certainty that had crumbled into doubt, all of it said, "This is the only food." The small voice whispered, "There is no other way but to bury your face and eat of these berries. Of course you'll scratch your cheeks. Of course you'll bleed. But this is life." The berries nested in the thorns, inseparable as love nested in loss, as peace nested in trouble. Like God, waiting as a berry to be eaten, all tangled in the thorns. Where to now? Now that I've come out of hiding, my fears are forgetting to be afraid. Now that I've dropped my opinions in the rain, my story is too small to cover my heart. Now that I have put down what I thought was important, I'm surprised by angels lost along the way. How we got here doesn't matter, and where we're going is just something for the mind to chew. I'll meet you here in the palace that difficulty opens, the magical doorway, the shape of who we are. Understanding leaves. The leaves do what we can't. They wait their whole lives. At first, they dream of air and wait to slip from wood. Then they dream of openness and wait to stretch in light. Then they dream of thirst and wait to soften in the rain. At last, they dream of nothing and simply unfurl. Photosynthesis is how this waiting is described in the physical world. The mystery of waiting is what turns light into food. To wait beyond what we think we can bear is how things within turn sweet. Burning the Old Year by Naomi Shihab Nye. Letters swallow themselves in seconds. Notes, friends tied to the doorknob, transparent scarlet paper, sizzle like moth wings, marry the air. So much of any year is slammable. Lists of vegetables, partial poems, orange swirling flame of days. So little is a stone. Where there was something and suddenly isn't, an absence shouts, celebrates, leaves a space. I begin again with the smallest numbers, quick dance, shuffle of losses and leaves, only the things I didn't do, crackle after the blazing dies.
Be Forgotten by Sarah Teasdale. Let it be forgotten, as a flower is forgotten. Forgotten as a fire that once was singing gold. Let it be forgotten forever and ever. Time is a kind friend who will make us old. If anyone asks, say it was forgotten long and long ago, as a flower, as a fire, as a hushed footfall in a long forgotten snow.
Winter Morning by James Cruz. When I can no longer say thank you for this new day and the waking into it from the cold scrape of the kitchen chair and the ticking of the space heater glowing orange as it warms the floor near my feet, I know it is because I've been fooled again by the selfish, unruly man who lives in me and believes he deserves only safety and comfort. But if I pause, as I do now, and watch the street lights outside winking off one by one like old men closing their cloudy eyes, if I listen to my tired neighbors slamming car doors hard against the morning and see the steaming coffee in their mugs kissing their chapped lips as they sip and exhale each of their worries white into the icy air around their faces, then I can remember this one life is a gift each of us was handed and told to open. Untie the bow and tear off the paper. Look inside and be grateful for whatever you find, even if it is only the scent of a tangerine that lingers on the fingers long after you've finished eating it.
Love After Love by Derek Walcott.
The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat."
You will love again the stranger who was once yourself. Give wine, give bread. Give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart.
Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life.
Whether you've written anything on your new paper or not, and whether you choose to refine or revise those aspirations you write, I suggest that you tuck them away somewhere, perhaps in a little envelope, in a place not to be visited again until next year, when you bring them with you to our 2020 celebration. And in the meantime, as we prepare to leave the sanctuary for the last time in 2019 and head boldly into the year 2020, filled now with good cheer, hope, success, good health, and much, much love, we invite you to choose to bless the world. In the words of Rebecca Palmer. The mind's power, the strength of the hands, the reaches of the heart, the gift of speaking, listening, imagining, seeing, waiting.
Any of these can serve to feed the hungry, bind up wounds, welcome the stranger, praise what is sacred, do the work of justice, or offer love.
Any of these can draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, comply with injustice, or withhold love.
You must answer this question. What will you do with your gifts?
Choose to bless the world.
The choice to bless the world is more than an act of will, a moving forward into the world with the intention of doing good.
It is an act of recognition, confession of surprise, a grateful acknowledgement that in the midst of a broken world, unspeakable beauty, grace, and mystery abide.
There is an embrace of kindness that encompasses all life, even yours. And while there is injustice, anesthetization, or evil, there moves a holy disturbance, a benevolent rage, a revolutionary love, protesting, urging, insisting that which is sacred will not be defiled.
Those who bless the world live their life as a gesture of thanks for this beauty and this rage. The choice to bless the world can take you into solitude to search for the sources of power and grace, native wisdom, healing, and liberation.
More, the choice will draw you into community, the endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith.
The life of ritual and praise, the comfort of human friendship, the company of earth, the chorus of life, welcoming you.
Not at all alone to save the world.
Together that is another possibility.
Waiting.
Our time together this morning, we extinguish the flame of our chalice, but not the warmth and inspiration of our faith, nor our commitment to its principles. These we carry with us until we meet again.
And in closing, these words from William Stafford, titled, "You Reading This, Be Ready." Starting here, What do you want to remember? How sunlight creeps along a shining floor? What scent of old wood hovers? What softened sound from outside fills the air? Will you ever bring a better gift for the world than the breathing respect that you carry wherever you go right now? Are you waiting for time to show you some better thoughts? When you turn around, starting here, lift this new glimpse that you found. Carry into evening all that you want from this day. This interval you spent reading or hearing this, keep it for life. What can anyone give you greater than now? Starting here, right in this room, when you turn around.